KD Country 94 weather.
This Tipton Senior Salute is brought to you by Hometown Insurance with agents in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato, Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Trump Construction, your one-time stop for construction and concrete work, and by Ellens of Tipton, see them for your flooring and interior design needs.
Hi, this is Coven Schroeder.
And I'm Gage Stewart.
We are the 2024 senior class at Tipton Catholic High School.
We will miss the supportive school community and family atmosphere that TCHS has.
We look forward to carrying what we have learned here out into the real world.
This Tipton Senior Salute was brought to you by State Farm Insurance in Osborne, Marty Walters Agent, Farmway Credit Union in Beloit, Osborne and Lincoln, Great Plains Manufacturing, setting the pace through innovation, and by Wildlife Properties Land Company, local agents offering national exposure for your home or land.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 76. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance for showers, 47. Clear skies tomorrow. Slight chance of rain showers. Highs around 71. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
If your car needs some TLC from rough road conditions or simply has suffered damage recently, then DeBoer Auto Body and Collision in Beloit is a name to know. They can fix up your vehicle and make it look great again. DeBoer offers paintless dent repair, 24-hour wrecker service, plus car and truck dent repair, rust repair, to full refinishing. They can also replace your windshield, do chip repairs, spray in bed liners, AC system repair, and recharge and auto repair. Call 534-1982 for a free estimate. DeBoer Auto Body and Collision, 700 Brooklyn Avenue in Beloit, giving your vehicle the TLC it needs. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Well, there was some severe weather activity, obviously, in the area yesterday, and the brunt of most of that came in Smith County and in Smith Center. There was several reports of ping pong ball, the golf ball size hail, large hail there in Smith Center and in Smith County. And the hail-producing storms continued to move to the northeast and throughout the area. There were tornado warnings in Cloud County last night in the area and kind of out of the area as well. It started to dissipate and move out. Nothing real big to report as far as tornadoes were concerned in Kansas, but a tornado destroyed homes and toppled trees and power lines when it roared through a small Oklahoma town, one of several twisters that erupted in the central United States amid a series of powerful storms that stretched into this morning. At least one death was reported. Tornado ripped through the 1,000-person town of Barnesdale, about 40-minute drive north of Tulsa on Monday night. At least 30 to 40 homes in the Barnesdale area were damaged. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol reported, and the State Department of Health reported a nursing home was damaged and patients were being evacuated. A natural gas leak and numerous road closings due to debris were also reported, according to Osage County Emergency Management. Again, we don't have any reports of anything that extreme in Kansas from Monday, but obviously, it is that time of year where severe weather can take place. It does appear that it's going to be a little bit cooler and calmer today here in north central Kansas. We do have one job opening to pass along. Agmark LLC has a full-time position open on their accounting team in the Beloit office. The successful candidate should have customer relation skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, and minimum 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled, and to apply, you can send your application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering pre-pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations, Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at their website, www.heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Mitchell County Planning Commission Appeals Board meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. in the First Bank of Beloit Meeting Room. Also, join them for bingo in the afternoon at the Beloit Senior Center, 220 North Hersey in Beloit on Thursday, May 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. Seating is limited. Cost is free. Donations are accepted. To reserve your seat, contact Debbie at 738-5802 or Beloit Senior Center at nckcn.com. Refreshments will be provided. Also, Beloit USD 273 hosting a retirement reception honoring Gary Pingle, Daryl Kelly, Kent Warner, Ann Houghton, Jill Ramsey, B. Sopfeld, Kathy Harris, Vicki Jackson, Lori Bunn, and Kim Ellis on Wednesday, May 15th. Beloit Elementary School multi-purpose room from 4 to 5 p.m. The public is invited to attend. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Up the middle and into center field. The game is tied. And now the Royals take the lead with Frazier coming around. And Garcia goes hustling into second base.
That put the Royals up 3-2. They would go on to win by that final score over the Brewers on Monday night. More on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll look at local sports. Thunder Ridge basketball will be looking for two new coaches. Also, the schedule for today in the area, the NBA playoffs, the NBA Rookie of the Year, and the NHL playoffs. All coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The Thunder Ridge basketball coaches Darren Groundholtz and Devon Branch have both resigned from their head and assistant coaching positions for the Longhorns. Groundholtz has been the head coach of the girls' basketball team at Thunder Ridge since the school began back in the 2008-09 season. Branch, who's also Groundholtz' son-in-law, has coached the Longhorn boys for the past four seasons. Groundholtz was Branch's assistant all four seasons for the boys, and the past three seasons, Branch has filled the assistant role on the girls' team. Over 16 seasons with the Thunder Ridge girls, Groundholtz compiled a 265-102 record, led the Lady Longhorns to the state tournament five times. 2018-19 season, they finished third place, the 1A state tournament in Dodge City. Another highlight of his career was a stretch of seven straight Northern Plains League tournament titles from 2014 to 20. Groundholtz cited family as the biggest reason for his decision.
Family's been number one, and I guess that was the one main reason why I got out of officiating, is so I could watch my daughters play basketball. And then Jeff Yoxall retired from coaching, and he told me to do it, or he was tired of me yelling at him from the sidelines, so he made me do it. So anyway, I started picking up coaching back then, but like I say, it was all family related then, and it is now. I have a grandson that's going to be a seventh grader already next year, and I always like to support my family and like to go watch. I enjoy it. I've been blessed with great kids and great family members, so that's the next step in my life.
On the boys' side, Branch went 39-43 over his four seasons as the head coach for the Longhorns. The best season was a 16-7 mark in 2022-23. Branch is also looking forward to spending some time following his son's sports.
It was a tough decision. I live in Hayes. My son wasn't of age to play basketball for a school yet, and it really just came down to the fact that he's going to be in seventh grade next year. He told me he's going to want me around more because he wants to start taking sports just a little bit more serious. Mm-hmm. And as a father, you can't tell your kid no, even though it hurts. It hurts the people that I work with. But as a father, you can't tell your kid no if he asks you to be around just a little bit more.
For more on this story, catch the sports ticket on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. This morning, we'll be joined by Groundholtz and Branch to talk about their time with the Longhorns. High school sports today in golf. The Tipton Invitational at 10:30 this morning. Tipton, Lakeside, St. John's, Rock Hills, Pike Valley, and Southern Cloud competing from the area. Also, the NCAA League meet at Republic County at 1 o'clock this afternoon for Beloit. Mel Shermer Invitational at Phillipsburg, Osborne, and Smith Center competing there. And in softball today, it's senior day for Beloit. The Lady Trojans hosting Sacred Heart. They've moved that start time up a half hour to 3:30 this afternoon. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals came back for a 3-2 win over the Brewers in Game 1 of a three-game set Monday night. Two-run homer from Gary Sanchez gave Milwaukee a 2-0 lead in the top of the fourth. It stayed that way until the seventh, and the Royals did all of their damage. A solo homer from Michael Massey cut the lead to 1. Then Michael Garcia had a 2-RBI single that scored Adam Frazier and Nelson Velasquez for the 3-2 lead. The Royals bullpen finished things off. Chris Stratton recorded a second save. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the comeback.
The two walks were huge to get us going. You know, and then the competitiveness in the at-bats was really good. I mean, these guys, we've seen it over and over. I know that the walks were in the sixth, but to drive up the pitch count to get to the bullpen. And they just don't quit. You know, I mean, there's nothing, I wish I could put my finger on it and say, you know, let's do that in the first. But for whatever reason, the game gets later and they come through.
Kansas City now 21-15. The Brewers fell to 20-14. Game 2 of 3 tonight at 6:40 at the K. Seth Lugo 5-1 of the 1.60 ERA and will take the mound for the Royals.
Center cut. Has it missed at the line tonight? Pacers got to go quick. They're down 4, up ahead. Halliburton looks like he rolled his ankle, turns it over. Knicks have it. OG Anunoby dribbles it out, and game one belongs to the New York Knicks.
The Knicks beat the Pacers 121-117 in game one of the second round of the NBA playoffs Monday night. Jalen Brunson scored 43 and rallying New York to the victory, going a 14-of-14 from the free throw line on the night. In the West, the defending champion Nuggets have their backs against the wall, losing both games in Denver, getting blown out 106-80 in game two Monday night. Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns each scored 27 in the win for the Timberwolves. Tonight, the Celtics and Cavs meet in game one of the East second round at 6 o'clock on TNT, followed by game one in the West between the Thunder and Mavericks and OKC at 8:30. Also, the NBA, the Rookie of the Year announced on Monday night a unanimous decision, taking all 99 first-place votes with Spurs center Victor Wembanyama entering the league with huge hype and expectations. Wembanyama delivered in his rookie year, averaging 21.5 points, 10.5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3.5 blocks, and a steal per game. Wembanyama, the sixth player in history to win the Rookie of the Year unanimously, and he joins Spurs' other two number one picks, David Robinson and Tim Duncan, as Rookie of the Year.
Icing on the cake for the Boston Bruins.
The Bruins went up 5-1 with that goal and ended up winning by that final in their game one matchup of the second round of the East of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Florida Panthers. Two games are on the schedule tonight in the NHL. The Rangers up 1-0 in the series, host the Hurricanes in game two at 6 o'clock, followed by game one of the West second round between the Stars and Avalanche in Dallas at 8:30. That's a look at sports on your sports leader, North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.